Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Talking Disney Classics podcast. And this is a show where we love talking about the Disney canon. And I'm real excited because I want to do another ranking with my friend Stanford. And we're talking about Disney I Want songs. And Stanford, thanks so much for doing this.
Hey, you're welcome. I want to do this too. So thank you.
Yes. And it was interesting when I brought this up online, there was quite a more of a debate about really what counts as the I Want song than I anticipated. It was all over the place. People had all different opinions.
Well, anyway. I'm excited to hear your fantastic followers want to what they want.
Yeah. I mean, I guess leave it to the internet to make anything controversial.
Yeah, that's a good point.
but the actual the definition, according to Wikipedia, the definition of an I Want song, I guess the concept kind of came about during the Renaissance films, and it's the main character singing about how they are unsatisfied with their current life and what they are searching for.
Well, it's a classic Broadway trope, isn't it, Rach?
Mm-hmm.
For Broadway musicals.
Yeah. And Stephen Schwartz, he says that, who was the composer for Pocahontas, says it's not really that there is a formula for these things, but I have learned over the years that pretty much any successful musical you can name has an I Want song for its main character within the first 15 or so minutes of the show. Yeah. I can think of exceptions, but frankly, I feel that the lack of such a moment is a weakness in most of those cases. That's interesting.
That's interesting. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Some of these are a little bit later, but I think the idea of the main character kind of stating what they want out of life, the yearning. That's what I think of when I think of and I Want song, I think of yearning.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we came up with 15 I Want songs, and it's by no means conclusive. You may want to add to our list, you may want to reduce from our list. It's all good. I'd love to I'll try to put it in the description, the 15. And so if you want to do your own video or blog post, just tag us. We'd love to hear what you have to say or in the comments. But what do you think makes for a really good I Want song?
So, couple things. Clearly, great lyrics. Really great mm-hmm. lyrics. But then those that need to be attached to just, you know, a beautiful song with a memorable melody and just a great composition. So, but I really think it's a combination, you know, the lyrics have got to be there. And then, of course, the great music. I think one of the great things also about these songs that we're covering, and then just, you know, stuff within the Disney animation canon, is that not only are the songs great, but the animation is great too. So, not that we're necessarily going to get into that mm-hmm. at this point, but I think, you know, almost universally, the animation is brilliant, and I think it matches what's going on with the song for the most.
Yeah, and I really want to feel that like yearning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And how much do I get to know the character in that one song?
Well, because it's acting, you know. Mm-hmm. Are the characters emoting, and what's happening? So, I'm totally with you.
Well, what do you have at number 15?
Well, I'm sure this will come as a great shock to you, but I have This Wish from Wish, because I have really nothing nice to say about Wish other than I thought the animation was nice. I thought the music, sadly, was dreadful, and I really adore Ariana DeBose and think she's so talented, and she has such a lovely voice, and I just felt sad that this was the song they gave her to sing.
Yeah, I mean, it's generic at best, I would say. I do have this also at 15. Even if I were like, it's an okay song, it hasn't like sat with me the way these other songs have. It hasn't been, I just couldn't, even if I loved it, which I don't, I couldn't put it much higher because it's just so fresh, which maybe isn't fair, but there we go. But I don't think you really feel the yearning. What is holding her back? Nothing. what is limiting her about her life? What does she want? We don't really know. A lot of it doesn't really make sense. Like, why does he show her all of this? She's just there to be an intern. Why does he show her all the way, like, the wishes? It doesn't really make sense. Does he do that for every intern? And then she wants to get this wish back for her grandfather, but like, he seems to be a loving grandfather. He doesn't seem to be missing any of those emotions or those, you know, he hasn't seemed to lost anything from not having this wish. They seem to have a good relationship. He seems to be loving and kind. So what's the yearning going on there for Asha?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, my next one is where I have, going back to the very first Disney movie, I have I'm Wishing from Snow White. Part of this is because I just don't love the singing, the squeaky voice, not my favorite. And it's pretty much just about love. You know, I'm wishing for the one I love to find me today. It doesn't have a whole lot deeper than that.
Yeah, I have wishing a little higher, but I understand what you're saying. I think that, you know, it's just a simple, lovely, hopeful song. I think one of the things I love most about that song actually is at Disneyland Park, they have that Snow White Grotto that's just, you know, right by Castle. And
that is fun.
They'll play, you know, I'm Wishing, and then the echo truly comes from a speaker inside the wishing well.
Yeah, that is fun.
And that, I just remember as a child, just thinking that was just the most delightful thing ever. And
I
believe that's still going to this day. I'm going to have to try next time I go to Disneyland. I'm going to have to test it out to see if they still do that, because I do.
I don't think it's a bad song. It's just it just ended up there on my list.
Oh yeah,
but
hard to rank as we just you know, we kind of chatted offline too. Like, oh my gosh, this is hard.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of Rachel's Reviews? Do you look forward to Family Movie Night, Female Film Critics Panels, or the Talking Disney podcast? If so, please consider supporting the podcast by becoming a patron. As a patron, you get to access monthly events such as the watch-alongs and Q&As, where you get to talk to stars and find out the behind the scenes of the movie making industry. And you can pick what I review for Family Movie Night, or even become a guest on the podcast. Podcasts and YouTube channels are expensive, and I really, really could use your help. I would so appreciate it. You also get to be a member of the Facebook group where we talk about all the films that we're seeing, and we have so much fun. Go to patreon.com/hallmarkies and select one of the Rachel's fan tiers. That's patreon.com/hallmarkies.
Oh, go ahead, please.
I was just going to say, what do you have at 14?
I just can't wait to be king from The Lion King.
Yeah, I have it at 13.
You know, not necessarily favorite. It's fun animation, and you know, clearly that's what Simba wants. You know,
I think it's cute. I enjoy it. It's fun. Like, you need some mixture in your show of bops and, you know, the more melodic, ballads. And so I do think in that part of the movie, you do kind of need something a little lighter.
Yeah,
you know, especially because you're about to have like some real serious
super heavy. Yeah, I agree. It's my least favorite song of all the Lion King songs.
I mean, I would agree, except for I really don't like the intro to Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Right.
So if I can just say the intro is my least favorite, and then
this.
But I don't mind. I think it's a fun song, but yeah, I mean, because you've got one banger after another, so no slight to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And again, the animation is really fun, super colorful. I really enjoy the animation. But
well, it's nice to have one song on this list that is a little bit peppier.
Yeah.
Most of these are.
They're more, you know, kind of a ballad type thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you have at 13?
At 13, and this is no necessary reflection about the song. Part of it, you know, is just saying this is a hard list to rank. And it is an I Want song, but it's so late in the movie. I'm not sure. It's Lost in the Woods from Frozen 2. I love the song. And I Jonathan Groff is brilliant
Oh my
with
gosh.
It. I also, you know, Christoph is an important character, but I don't view him as the main character.
Right. That's true.
But anyway.
I didn't originally have this on the list, and then I had enough people put it on there,
absolutely.
And I was like, oh, okay, sure. Because I do
I think,
love
you know, you're
the
falling.
song, but yeah, I get it.
I love the song. I love the animation that they made it like, you know, this 90s music
Yeah.
video. It's so fantastic.
It made me so happy that day when I first saw it. I was like, no way they didn't do it. I loved it
Yeah.
so much.
It's so great. So I don't wish to diss this song really in
Right.
any way, shape, or form, but that's just why I have it lower on my list.
Well, my next one is actually, well, I Just Can't Wait to Be King at 13, and then my number 12 is Go the Distance.
Okay, from Hercules.
Yeah, I mean, it's a perfectly serviceable I Want song. Well sung, well done. It's good. It's just a little generic, I would say, of the Menken I Want songs. I would say it's just a little generic, but perfectly good. I
Yeah.
enjoyed it. Yeah.
I have a higher, but you know, I can appreciate what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So what do you have next?
So we're at number 12, right?
Yeah.
So I have Waiting on a Miracle from
Mm.
Encanto. And again, this is such a good song. And I love it with Miranda, you know? It's just there were some these other ones that I just ultimately like more.
Yeah.
I've had it kind of pain me. See that it's a 12 because it's almost like even though these are in numerical order, right after Lost in the Woods, there's actually like a gigantic kind of gap. You're like a
Yeah.
quality gap and an enjoyment gap for me. And then, you know, I Just Can't Wait to Be King and This Wish are there.
Yeah.
Because
Yeah,
clearly I'm waiting on a miracle. It's almost like it's part of the top 10, but not quite.
Well, my number 11 is Into the Unknown. I like it. It's a good song, beautifully sung by Dina. It has a haunting melody to it, but I just think it doesn't capture Alice's yearning. It's more sort of about sort of the story going forward, rather than like her personal journey, you know, kind of thing. Like it's I don't know. I just feel like it doesn't quite capture that yearning the way that some of these other ones I have higher for
Yeah.
the character. But it's a beautiful song.
Yeah, I love the song too.
Yeah, yeah.
Love it.
So what you have at we're in the top 10 right now, right?
Well, I have my number 11, which you've already talked about, is I'm Wishing. That's where I put my
Oh,
top
okay.
10. And
Yeah.
again, also it's just like I have such an affection for things, all things Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, you know, just because it's the OG and I love it so much. But I have I'm Wishing at 11.
Yeah. My number 10 is Almost There from
Oh,
Princess
yeah.
and the Frog. Very catchy, very good. Great
Yeah.
singer, Anika Dani Rose. You know, Tiana, wonderful character, her big dream. So you really feel her yearning for her dream. I love the animation in the sequence. It's one of the, it might be my favorite part in the whole movie, is that whole Almost There sequence.
So good. Yeah.
It's really good. And but yeah, that's where it ended up at number 10.
Nice. See, and at number 10, I have Into the Unknown. Yeah.
Okay.
I which I love, and Idina just aces that. So, you know, it's so, and then yeah, that other kind of that duet she does here with that haunting vocalist. It's so good. Love it, love it. But yeah,
well, number 9 is where I have Lost in the Woods.
Nice.
Just because it was very memorable, I think, for me, and so funny, and so I love the animation,
Delightful.
So well performed, of course,
So good.
by Jonathan, and it was by far my favorite song from the movie, that's for sure.
That was so funny.
So good.
So great.
Yeah.
I'd like to take a second to thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. It's the new book from Harpeth Road Publishing and bestselling author Nancy Nagel, The Law of Attraction. Whitney Winters and her sister-in-law Karina are thrust into the limelight when it's the national news that a number of their former clients have fallen in love after their respective divorces. To keep their jobs, Whitney and Karina must juggle their newfound fame and their clients' misadventures in love while attempting to preserve the law firm's reputation. But their efforts aren't without distractions. Whitney begins to fall for charming artist Matthew McMahon, her complete opposite. Meanwhile, Karina wonders if all the time she's putting into her career is shortchanging her marriage. Will the sisters-in-law get more than they can handle, especially when happily ever afters aren't really in their job descriptions? A swoony romantic jaunt that's as feel-good as your mama's apple pie. If you enjoyed the TV movies based on Nancy's books and are searching for more heartwarming romance, look no further. You can pick up The Law of Attraction today wherever you purchase your books, or use the affiliate link below, or go to harpethroad.com. That's harpethroad.com.
You have at nine.
At nine, I have Let It Go. So both my Idina songs are there. Yeah. I love Let It Go. And I think that the animation in that sequence
is so good.
Is some of the best. And, you know, frankly, I think that's like the stuff that was really missing in Wish, is that there just wasn't anything that was just such a knockout like we got in Frozen, you know?
Yeah.
Hello, and the story was so dumb too, but
well, anyway. And there was nothing to be yearning. It was so obvious what Elsa is yearning for. She's been locked away for all these years. She isn't free. And so when she is finally free, then you feel it, and you feel her yearning.
And you know, Rachel, I mean, thinking back on the days when Frozen is just, you know, had just overtaken the world, I never got tired of Let It Go, although I wasn't a parent with children.
Exactly.
But I just always thought, wow, every time I hear it or every time I see that sequence, I'm just thinking to myself, this is Disney animation at its best.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can totally see when you hear that song, be like, okay, I understand why they completely rearranged the plot and changed everything for this song.
So good. So good.
And there were some people who said, oh, it's not an I want song. It's like a throwing off kind of, it's a like character in crisis song, which I can understand.
Go ahead.
But I've always thought of it as an I want song because it's got that yearning.
Yeah, it's got the yearning. And I almost feel like it's a, this is what I'm doing song. You know, rather than anything else, but still, I totally agree with this its inclusion on this list, and I love it. It's great stuff.
Yeah, because now they'll know. Let him go. Let him go. Yeah, it's a great song. Okay, so where are we? I lost track.
I just Let It Go is my number nine.
Okay, so my number eight is How Far I'll Go from Moana. And beautifully sung, classic, you know, I want song. She wants to get off of this island. She wants to experience things. And Ale Carvalho, just incredible. What a find with her. And I have that at eight.
So I have that at number seven.
Okay.
I love that. Just for all the reasons that you stated.
Uh-huh.
Great. My number eight is Just Around the River Bend.
Yeah.
Which is a song I love. I mean, I just think it's so beautiful, and Judy Kuhn's performance is perfection.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it just fits. I mean, it is the classic. It's a classic I want song. I love the animation. I love the concept of, you know, she's on the river with her canoe, and you know, the way they animate it, particularly when there's a fork. I don't know if you call it a fork in the river, or if that's a different name.
Yeah.
Fork in the road. But anyway, I love, Just Around the River Bend for me, number eight.
Yeah, I have it pretty high, actually. I love that song, and maybe the finest singing in the history of Disney.
Oh,
absolutely beautiful.
She's so good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have some other recordings, you know, Judy Kuhn. So, like, I have a, I believe it's the original Broadway cast of Chess.
Oh,
that she sings on, and Les Miserables. I don't know. That Broadway cast recording of Les Miserables. And anyway.
Yeah. Well, my number, let's see. My number seven is actually where I have the Belle reprise.
Okay.
Just because I do feel like she should have gotten like her own song. Like, it's kind of, you know, it's a reprise, but it's, you know, it's very, it's a great moment for the character. And he asked me to marry him. Imagine that. But me, the wife of that Orsch. and so it's a great moment. I don't know. I just feel like these other ones are like a little bit more of the standout full song.
Yeah.
So, and you, so you have seven, you have
seven. It's how far I'll go. Yeah. From Moana. Yeah.
Well, my number six is where I have Waiting on a Miracle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I actually think this song's a little undervalued when it comes to Encanto. I feel like it kind of, I mean, everybody was just so into Bruno, which is a great song.
Bruno is so fantastic. But, you know, and I don't think there's a bad song in the bunch for Encanto. Yeah. I think every song is really great, and as, you know, including this one.
Yeah.
It's I think it's very good.
And it really gets you into the heart of this character. Because
absolutely.
Yeah, because she could feel kind of petty if you weren't careful, that like she, just because I think it's a tricky thing with Mirabelle. I mean, she doesn't like her sister. She seems to have an okay relationship with Luisa, but not like great. She, you know, has you know, you, I think it was a tricky balancing act keeping Mirabelle likable.
I know. And I just feel like they just aced it.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it is just these wonderful songs by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah. And just this, you really feel the yearning in this song.
Yeah.
Her yearning and, you know, trying so hard to be positive and be the light in her family when everybody else, when she's passed over again and again, like, that's an interesting dynamic that they have.
Yeah
That's like when I this last time I saw Encanto in the concert experience.
Oh yeah
which was fun. But I mean, I just, after I watched it, I was just kind of like, okay, that's it, they did it, that's how you do generational trauma. There's no more stories to tell. Like, they have done it between Coco and that. It's, that's it. What else are you going to do?
What else are you going to do? In the concert format, Rachel, how did they have live singers? How did they do it?
Yeah, I mean, it was a little underwhelming, I'll be honest. They had,
they like, showed the film, right?
Yeah, they show the film. They had like some like a small band. And they had some singers. But it wasn't quite on the scale of like what you see at the symphony. They do the Utah Symphony.
Oh, okay.
Which is what I was kind of anticipating. So I think it's just for little kids. Little kids.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say. But anyway, let's see. So what did you have at six?
So at six, I have Reflection from Mulan.
Okay, cool. Yeah, great song.
It's just another song, which I just think is so great. It's unforgettable. So beautifully sung by Lea Salonga in the film.
Yeah.
And I mean, talk about, again, just a real representation of what this character yearns for, or what she, you know, what she wants. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great song. My number five is where I have Out There.
Okay.
From Hunchback. Beautiful song, beautifully sung, beautifully performed. You really get the yearning of the character, and how he just longs to leave this cathedral, his prison, and be out there. And it's absolutely does exactly what you want, and I want something to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you have next?
So are we at number five, Rach?
Yeah.
So at number five, I have Almost There from The Princess and the Frog, which surprised me that I put it so high. I think a lot of it, in a way, kind of the animation kind of put it up.
Yeah, the animation's great.
The animation's so great. And again, to me, that's one of the, like, I mean, I'm so disappointed generally by that film, but that part, I thought they really aced it, you know, like what this character is all about. Cause I think Tiana is just one of the most, is such a fantastic character that just kind of got wrecked in the movie. So, I think it's great. And I have a high, I have it.
Yeah.
We'd like to take a second and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. It's the Hallmarkies Merch Store.
Are you looking for that perfect gift for the postable, hardy, or Hallmarkie in your life?
What about getting that t-shirt or hoodie that will help you stand out at your next holiday party?
Now is the time to check out the Hallmarkies Merch Store.
Full of festive designs by artists like Jessica Miller, Carrie from Hallmark Comics, and more.
You can even have more than just shirts, but totes, cell phone cases, notebooks, mugs, and more.
And it isn't just Hallmark. We have designs for Anne of Green Gables, Man from Snowy River, The Nanny, and more.
Every purchase at the merch store goes to help support the podcast and allows us to make the great content you know and love.
There are frequent sales, so go to tpublic.com/stores/Hallmarkies or see the link in the description.
That's tpublic.com/stores/Hallmarkies.
Well, my number four is where I have Reflection.
So good.
It's iconic. And it's probably one of the best of the, when you're talking about the Renaissance pop covers of Disney songs, you know, Christina Aguilera doing it's a very good version of that song. And of course, Lea Salonga is a legend. And it just captures Mulan's yearning so well.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. It's a good one. These were so hard to pick, you know,
and just how like frustrated she is that nobody understands, nobody gets it. That who can't relate to that, especially as a teenager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, true.
Yeah. So let's see, what do you have at four?
Before I have Go the Distance from Hercules.
Okay.
I really love that song. And I think too, maybe it was just, you know, the time of my life when Hercules came out, it meant a lot. And so I think there's a real sentimental attachment for it to me because I can understand why other songs might be higher, but for that reason, I love it. I have it at number four.
Yeah. And it was the big ice skating song. It was really popular at the time.
Doing
their ice skating numbers too.
Well, you know, the music from Hercules is just so solid.
Yeah.
It's such an unusual film. Yeah. But
it's true. I love the music from Hercules. I wish they gave Hades a really good villain song.
You know, I wonder, do you know if any new songs got added to the stage version that's currently playing in Germany?
I'm certain that they must have. They always do. Yeah,
they always do. So that's what I'm hoping that Hades
got. It got horrible reviews, but I know that. I remember that Alan Menken said it was one of the most creatively satisfying experiences of his career.
Oh, dear. Critics ripped it up.
Yeah. So I think it'll be a bit before it comes on Broadway.
If ever.
It'll be workshopped a little bit more. Yeah. But it makes sense because how do you turn that? It's just so random.
Yeah.
It's got so many random elements with it being obviously a traditional kind of Broadway musical, but then you've got the Greek elements, you've got the Vegas elements, you've got the gospel elements, superhero elements. It's just kind of got everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So satire, parody, it's got that as well. Well, let's see, my number three is where I have Just Around the River Bend.
So good,
because I do think that it really sets up the yearning of the character, what she's, the big questions that she's dealing with, what she wants out of life, why, you know, her society is stopping her from realizing those dreams. And it is so beautifully animated and beautifully sung. Maybe the finest vocals ever in a Disney film. Yeah. I think it's definitely one of the highlights. I mean, that and Colors of the Wind, I think, are the highlights of the movie.
Oh, no question. And It is. It's so beautiful. I think just the song is beautiful. The arrangement and the orchestration, they're all beautiful.
Yeah.
And then Judy Kuhn on top of it. And it's sublime. It's lovely. Yeah.
What do you have at three?
I have Out There from Hunchback. You know, that song, every time I hear it, gives me chills. I think it is so perfect for that character. And you just feel his, his yearning of what he wants. And then you top it off with that Disney animation and that sequence, which is just unbelievably gorgeous. Anyway,
yeah.
it's just a
beautiful.
Just yeah. Absolutely beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my number two is Where I Have Let It Go.
Nice. Okay.
It is absolutely beautiful song. It is so freeing. If you've ever felt like you were playing a part, you were pretending to be something that you're not, or you misunderstood, which is the whole point of an I Want song. This is the song, for you. And the way it's sung by Idina is so powerful. And it's the animation is incredible. And I think because it maybe got oversung, people sometimes forgot how great if people were, at least for me, the first time you hear it, oh my gosh, what is this song? It blew me away. And I could see why this was the anthem of the 2010s.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Great stuff. Yeah. Great choice.
Mm-hmm. So what do you have it to?
I have the Belle reprise.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, Beauty and the Beast is my favorite. And then also, even though that is so short, but I just think they just nail it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe it's a bit of a Sound of Music homage, she's like, yeah. Running. And the whole thing just absolutely works. And again, it's so short, but I just feel like it's just perfection.
Yeah. I want adventure in the great white somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think we have the same number one then.
Yay! Yay!
Party of your world. Yeah, I mean, it started the I Want song as the thing. And it's so crazy that you think that Jeffrey Katzenberg almost cut it. Because it in the first screening, it didn't test well. I guess some of the kids were getting antsy. They're getting a little bored. And so he actually wanted to cut Part of Your World. And I think Howard Ashman about had a heart attack.
Can you even imagine? I mean, seriously. Jeffrey Katzenberg. Nothing nice to say about him. Yeah.
And thankfully, calmer minds, stronger minds prevailed. And they kept it in. And it's an absolutely beautiful song, perfectly sung by Jody
Benson, and perfectly animated.
Uh-huh.
It's so charming.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I love everything about it.
And the reprise is so great.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Someday I'll be
wave and everything. Holy smokes.
Yeah, it's so good. And I absolutely loved Hallie's rendition of it in the remake.
She did a lovely job.
A beautiful voice.
Yeah.
And that is a high bar with Jodie's.
Oh, I agree.
Vocals,
and I just thought Halle Bailey made it her own.
Mm-hmm.
And I just loved some of the different flourishes and things they added to it. And yeah, great.
And she just has such like a pure voice. It's so beautiful.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. That I was in awe of her singing. it's just an absolutely beautiful song, and it captures the yearning, like we've been talking about, the yearning of being a teenager, not being understood, not being able to explain even what you want, but it's there, and there's something, but you don't know yet because you're a teenager. Like, you don't know what's coming, but there's more to what you're experiencing, and so I think that it really captures that well.
Oh, I totally agree. It was fun for me, Rachel, is that this doing this ranking, instantly. I mean, there was no question. I mean, I read through all 15, and part of your role was just like, that's number one. I mean, there's no question. You know, it's number one. This wish was number 15, and then everything else was the thing that I had to, you know, that I had to work through, because part of your world is just, there's just nothing better for an I Want song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or just really any song. It's, yeah. It's perfect. It's so good.
Well, let us know what you think. Like I said, I'll put these 15 in the description so that you can give us your ranking and your list. And if there's ones you think that we should have included, then you can put those in the comments, whatever you want to include. You're listening, we would love to hear that. And and Stanford, where can people find you?
So I've got a movie podcast and website, and find me on Instagram. It's at movies PAP, as in past and present.
Great today. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. Check that out. And you can find us at Disney Talking on Twitter, and also the Hallmarkies podcast. Got lots of fun stuff going on over there. And if you are listening on iTunes, please leave your ratings and reviews. That really helps us a lot. And if you are listening on YouTube, please give the video a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel. We appreciate that so much. We also have the Patreon group, which is the best way you can support us, and the merch store. Please take a look at that. You can hashtag Animation Junkie Shirts. And thanks so much, everybody. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Bye.